I'm Neil Quigley. Hope you're having a great day so far. We're over halfway through the week now, heading towards the weekend. Things are looking good. Do you know, when I go on my morning run, I sometimes take with me a really old mini portable stereo so I can listen to Adam on The Breakfast Show. But it's a little temperamental. You know, you see those crazy TV shows with people pedalling on a bike to produce their own electricity? Well, it's a bit like that, in that the faster I run, the better the radio signal reception seems to be. So to listen to the show this morning, I had to run really fast so I could hear it. I was shattered when I finished my run this morning. Really was. Check out Adam's Breakfast blog page online at mix96.co.uk if you did miss his show this morning. On the way, how last week when I was off, I accidentally had dinner with a TV personality. I've just started reading Michael McIntyre's autobiography, which so far is very funny. But what I tend to find is I always read them in the voice of the person who wrote them. So I'm reading it and hearing it, how he speaks, or possibly maybe the voice of the impression that John Coleshill does of him. Always that autobiographies, I read them how I think the people sound in my head. For example, when I read Anton Deck's autobiography, I was reading in Geordie for the entire book. You ever ended up somewhere where you possibly shouldn't have? My friend and his wife recently went to Rome for their wedding anniversary and did all the tourist things, including a trip to the Vatican. Now, neither of them are Catholic, but they were walking around Vatican City and there were people trying to sell them tours at various prices, which they were completely ignoring and just finding their own way around. Then as they get closer to the centre, another tour guide stops them, and my mate, just getting a bit fed up now, just tells him they're here to see the Pope. And before they know it, they're being shown into this chapel. They're going through security checks. Then they find themselves sat down with 200 people watching the Pope conduct a service on a big screen. Then he finishes that and walks into the room they are in and gives another service. Basically, they'd accidentally managed to get in on a private audience with His Holiness, with mostly priests and nuns. They were looking around thinking, we probably shouldn't be here. This is weird. This is completely true. I've seen the pictures of it and they are amazing. That has got to be the best black I've heard of for a while. Getting an audience with the Pope at Vatican City. Did you hear Adam on The Breakfast Show this morning talking about how people are far too nice here at Mix 96 in that they're too generous in bringing in unhealthy, tempting snacks? It's happened again just now. Someone just walked in and handed me a choc ice, which I'm now eating, even though I've got a very healthy apple sat on my table in the office. It's so unfair. You can check out more at Adam's Breakfast blog at mix96.co.uk. Can you believe it's the final day of this year's X Factor auditions in Liverpool today? So they would have already discovered this year's winner somewhere in the UK, and we won't find out who it is until just before Christmas. Just shows you how long and drawn out the actual process is, doesn't it? Somewhere in the world, there's a singer that Gary Barlow thinks could win the X Factor already. The final Harry Potter film then opens in cinemas on Friday. I've still not seen a single film or even picked up one of the books about the boy wizard, I have to confess, but I was in London last Wednesday and I walked through Trafalgar Square, where below Nelson's Column there was a massive screen, speakers, lights and hundreds of people with tents and sleeping bags camped in front of it. It was about 1 p.m. on the Wednesday. The premiere of the film was not until the Thursday evening. I admire anyone who would go to that much effort to see a film that in 4 months' time they could watch on DVD in their own home at their own convenience, or at the very least a week or so later in their local cinema. Harry Potter must actually be magical, it would seem. If you're looking forward to that final instalment on Friday, try and control it. I'm sure it will be absolutely brilliant.